Hello, listeners. Welcome back to Mysteria. How are you doing in this quarantine? We all know that this could be very stressing, but we hope you've been doing great. Today is the whole team with me. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Hi.
We are going to talk about basically of conspiracy and mysterious stuff. So now let's begin with the Denver Airport, which is very famous because its particular building and its design is a little weird. And actually, there is a lot of strange stuff inside. So, I don't want it to be alone in the night right there. Here's some of the theories. In Denver's airport, there is supposedly an underground facility meant to act in case of emergency for the global elite, made of billionaires, politicians, global leaders, and celebrities. Another theory suggests that in the underground, there is a vast network of a new order command bunkers. And when you enter in the airport, there is a horse statue officially titled Mustang but nicknamed Lucifer, and is thought to be cursed. One conspiracy about the horse is that it represents the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, which represents death, spoken about in the biblical book of Revelations. The horse statue actually fell on its sculptor, killing him by severing one of his arteries. Another curious thing is the entrance's dedicated stone, because if you look closely, you can see that it has the Freemason logo. The day that the airport was dedicated was March 19 of 1994, and that number equals 33, which is the highest level that you can get to in Freemasonry. Now, let's move on to the paintings on the wall. The first one, which is called In Peace and Harmony with Nature, it's supposed to address the destruction of the environment. The second one is titled Children of the World Dream of Peace, and it's supposed to represent the wish to get rid of violence in society. The quirky thing of this painting is that all of the children may seem to be guided by a German guy, and this has some connection with the building of the airport because all the structure has the form of a swastika, which was the Nazi symbol. And in the corner of this painting, we can see a letter of a child who died in Auschwitz. And I don't know, girls, but the connection between me trying to catch my flight and having to run into that, that's not making sense for me. But anyways, that's it. Please let me know if you will go to Denver's airport after have listened to all of these stupid things. So now let's continue with Violet. Hi, Violet. How are you?
Hey girls, well, I'm going to start with a question. Girls, do you think that we are alone?
No.
I mean, the universe and all of that. Well, unfortunately, the answer is no, like you say. And the idea that we are not alone in such a vast universe is disturbing. On the other hand, if we are not alone and there is something or someone more powerful out there, it's also terrifying. I have always been interested in UFOs. The idea that aliens and extraterrestrial life makes it seems so interesting to me. I think we should consider that the possibility that some of the strange flying objects that fly faster than the best planes ever created may be far away visitors. And there is a lot of evidence supporting UFO sightings. Well, many people think that UFOs are not real because it isn't comes to science, because the scientific method requires a specific hypothesis in order to verify. But the real problem is, in my opinion, that UFOs are a taboo subject. Basically, we're told that they are a lot of nuns and UFOs out of a kind of serious scientific study or rational discussion. And many people call groups of people who study UFOs crazy. And I think that it isn't good. Well, some of the most compelling observations come from official governments, In 1917, the Chilean government created an anomalous aerial phenomenon studies committee to study UFOs, and the last year published image of a UFO taken with an infrared webcam camera from helicopter. So I think that this is a interesting evidence. Well, UFO related files have been declassified in Brazil, Canada, Denmark, Ecuador, France, New Zealand, Russia, Sweden, and the United Kingdom since 2008. But you know that US had evidence about UFOs, and this is interesting because why they had evidence? I don't know, I don't have the answers. Iran has spread concern about historical UFO seen near its nuclear power plants, which they refer to as SIA drones, and which are supposed to leave Earth's atmosphere. So, in my opinion, UFOs maybe are real.
Yeah, maybe.
What do you think, guys, girls?
That those are real. I really think that.
Yeah, maybe. Well, it's all of my part. Adriana, you can continue.
About mermaids. Do you believe in mermaids?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what is a mermaid. A mermaid is an aquatic creature with the head and upper body of a female human and the tail of a fish. Mermaids appear in the folklore of many cultures worldwide, including the Near East, Europe, Asia, and Africa. Well, also, I'm going to tell you some reported sightings that so many people discover in their real life. Guys, do you think that the mermaids are pretty or scary?
I think I'm scared.
Okay. Well, in 1493, spot three sightings of mermaids, which he said we're not as beautiful as they are represented due to some masculine features in their faces, but these are considered to be sightings of manatees. The other reported sighting during Henry Hudson's second voyage on June 15, 1608, mermaid in the Arctic, either in the Norway or Barents Sea. These sightings were often recorded in pirates who bad luck and would bewitch them into giving up their gold and dragging to the bottom of the sea. Well, I think that the mermaids are a little bit bad, but I think that they are like magic. I don't know. I think I see some article that says that the thing of the mermaid kills the whales. I can't believe that. Well, the last one reported sighting were reported in Canada near Vancouver and Victoria. One from sometime between 1870 and 1890, the other from the 1977. A Pennsylvania fisherman reported five sightings of mermaid in the Susquehanna River near Marietta in June 1881. Well, that's it of my part, guys. I hope you enjoyed.
to talk about the Illuminati's theory. Well, historically, the term Illuminati referred to the barbarian Illuminati organization, a secret society of the Enlightenment era, founded on May 1st, 1776, which state that its opposite religious influences and base of state power. One of his slogans said, "We must stop the machination of the powers of the justice, controlling them without dominating them." As the main theory is that they regroup in the shadows after dissolution, they seem to have had great relevance in fundamental events in history since the French Revolution. This may be due to the fact that they managed to infiltrate the European Masonic lodges and try unsuccessfully to gain control of it, and therefore it is related to both groups. They are supposed to have been behind the two world wars, the conflict in Iraq and Afghanistan, the deaths of Lady D and Kennedy, or the arrival on the moon. In other words, they have had relevance in the practically all the important events of the last two centuries. Characters as illustration or as Obama or Beyonce are part of their ranks. It's because it's a secret organization, supposedly made up of an exclusive elite that, in the style of the villains in the movie, tried to dominate the world. Well, that's all of my part. Now we are going to listen to Jimena.
Hi girls, how are you?
Bye.
I'm going to talk about the mythical monsters. Do you believe in mythical monsters?
Yes.
Okay. The first one is the Kraken. Its origins back to a giant fish from Norse mythology called Hafgufar. The Kraken first entered popular folklore as a titanic octopus or squid spotted by fishermen of the coast of Norway and Greenland. The Kraken supposedly used its many tentacles to ensnare ships, masts, and drag them to the icy depths, but it could also create a deadly whirlpool just by submerging itself underwater. Tales of the Kraken's wrath might be embellished, but the creature itself is not entirely vengeful. The legend may have been inspired by sightings of actual giant squid, and some paleontologists have argued that the prehistoric oceans were once home to 100-foot-long cephalopods that fit one whale-sized its sea towers. The second one is the griffin. The griffin was said to possess the body and back legs of a lion, as well as the wings, beak, and talons of a hawk or an eagle. Tales of flying behemoths most likely originate in Middle East, but they later became a popular motif in ancient Greek literature. The griffin legend was later picked up in the 4th century in a largely fictional travelogue by Sir John Mandeville, who described the creature as more strong than 8 lions and 100 eagles. Griffins were revered for their intelligence and dedication to monogamy. Another creature is the Minotaur. The Minotaur, whose bird name was Asterion, is another flayed creature from Greek mythology. The Minotaur was part man or bull, a product of an affair between Queen Pisapae and a bull. Hence, the Minotaur's weird anatomy, in order to keep the Minotaur and his revenge hunger for humans locked away, Daedalus and his son Icarus built a maze to contain it at the behest of many Mimos, Pisapae's husband. So I don't know if you're getting this, but it is saying that the Queen Sisyphus had like a romance with a bull, and she had a children named Asterion that it was part bull and part human. Can you believe that?
Wow, that's so crazy.
Well, girls, that's all for my part. Let's continue with Paulina.
Okay, thank you, Jimena.
So now let's move on with Paulina. Hi, Paulina. How are you?
Hi, girls. I'm going to talk about the accident of Cobalto in Juarez City. You are ready for this radioactive story?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. In 1984, the dispersion of 450 couriers in all the city happens. This radioactive story begins in 1977. A private hospital in Juarez bought a radiotherapy machine with a source of cobalt. This purge was illegal, so the hospital hid the machine in the cellar of the hospital. 6 years later, Vicente Sotelo Alardín, a janitor of the hospital, decided to steal the machine for sale to a junkie. Sotelo destroyed the machine to make easier the way to the junkie. Even when Sotelo suffered a really bad skin burns and see the machine radioactive a blue light, he went to the junkie. The junkie melted the machine and sold to a furniture company that make a bunch of chairs and tables. So can you imagine make a radioactive machine and make it a chair and a table when the families eat?
Oh my God.
That's very crazy.
The levels of radiation in that chairs and tables was little, and the radiation will be in that for 100 years. So if you accidentally bought a chair, it will be radioactive for 100 years and you will not even know.
Oh my God. That's horrible, no? Don't you think?
Yes.
Yes, and just for a mistake, that Sotelo didn't know that the machine was radioactive. She thought that it was just a regular machine.
Yeah.
Fortunately, one of the trailers that was transporting a bunch of the chairs stepped out of a laboratory that have a radioactive sensor. When the trailer passed, the missile make alarm. The USA government starts an investigation to find the emitter of that amount of radiation. You have to know that it was a really, really, really big car of radiation. It was like really little and really dangerous for people to even be close of that trailer.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That is when it comes to the light, the illegal box of the machine. So the hospital buy the machine, but it was illegal. So it starts a really big investigations from Ciudad Juarez to USA to make a declaration of the machine. They discontinue one of the tables and recover a bunch of them. But really, it doesn't know which is the number of the products that was made about that product radioactive. They recover once, but they don't recover it all. So It is possible that you have a radioactive table and you don't even know.
Whoa.
Amazing. Wow. So crazy. So that's all, Paulina?
Yeah, that's all.
Fine. So guys, this was all for today. I hope you enjoy it, and please share your comments and opinions with us. We will record reading you in the comment section. See you next week. Bye, girls.
See you.
Bye.